Welcome to Chapter 16, Jack Carbet.
Well, if you recall in a previous episode, I mentioned that after I was hired, I spent 6 months in the class, and then the next 6 months spent with riding with experienced salespeople that were very good. There was one exception to that, and that was I was assigned to ride with a specialist, a marketing specialist. His name was Jack Carbet. His area of expertise was petroleum wax. Most people don't realize how many products we use every day that have petroleum wax included in them, one being toothpaste. But anyway, Jack took me with him to a couple of locations, and not to really impress me, because that really was not Jack's thing. He was a specialist, and as such, his responsibility was representing Sun Oil in the petroleum wax industry. And Sun Oil was a major player in the country in that particular product line. So it was a different experience with Jack. It was more of a technical learning process. I knew nothing about petroleum wax before that day. But we had a stop. One of Jack's largest customers was in Baltimore, Maryland, called Merlin Cup. They were responsible. They made the Sweetheart Cups for Dairy Queen and just about every food and outlet in America, restaurant. Huge plant. Never saw a plant this big. And we were going through it, and I was following Jack, and I'll never forget what happened next. The machinery in the plant seemed like it went for blocks and blocks. And every cup, they were sprayed with a fine film of wax, a certain type of wax. It was far more sophisticated when you see it up close and personal than you would ever imagine drinking from one of these cups. Anyway, as we're walking past this large piece of equipment, the gentleman from Merlin Cup was there, foreman. And as we go by, he says, "Hey, Jack," he says, "I'm having some problem with this particular, you know, with what he was doing, the machinery, and wasn't getting the results." And I'll never forget, Jack didn't really come to a stop. He just looked at how the wax was being applied, and made the comment, "Change it by 5 degrees, the spray." And we just kept on walking. And I really didn't think too much of it. We go through the plant, and then about, I don't know, maybe an hour later, we're on our way back. We pass the same piece of equipment and the same guy. And before Jack had a chance to say anything, the guy said, "You know, you should be on our payroll because it works fine now." And I thought to myself, how in the world can somebody, just by looking at something without even studying it, have the answer? That was happened a long time ago. I just never forgot that. So anyway, that night, Jack was a fun guy. I got to realize that in the first 5 minutes with him. He said, "Listen," he says, "let's go to dinner." And then he says, "Let's go." He says, "I've never been to Baltimore Street. Let's go to a gentleman's club down there." So I said, "Fine, let's do that. It sounds like a plan." So anyway, after dinner, we go down to Baltimore Street, park the car. We go down these stairs. The name of the place was the Black Orchid, the Black Orchard. Anyway, I go down, open the door, and it looked, you know, it was like a nightclub and all, a lot of women. And then the first thing I hear is, "Jackie, Jackie." This woman comes up and hugs him. I said, "You not been here before?" He said, "Well, yeah, maybe I was here, I guess. I was here before." I said, her name was Savannah. That was the night. I'd never been in the gentleman's club at that, up until that point. But I never let him forget that, never. Anyway, not long after that, maybe a year or so later, Sunwall had a national sales meeting in Ohio, and it was based, the theme was success stories. And now I was with the company like 3 years. And anyway, there's probably 100 presentations that were limited to 20 minutes. And it was a 3-day meeting. And I was like near the end, the last day, the last half, the last day, because it was the presentations were based upon seniority. So I was one of the new people. So you can imagine sitting through 3 days of people talking about, you know, how they got sold millions of gallons of oil to this and millions of this. And that's all there were, hundreds of thousands and whatever. So by the time it got to me, everybody was ready to go home. I had 1 foot out the door, so I had already made up my mind. My best story couldn't compete with any of the stories that people were ahead, way ahead of me. So I decided to go the other extreme. So I spent my 20 minutes, almost at the end of a 3-day meeting, discussing how I sold 5 gallons of lubricating oil, actually pinball machine oil, I called it, to the Central Pier in Atlantic City. I chose that because I grew up playing the pinball machines and loved them. Anyway, I got a few chuckles because rather than compete, I just figured let me give a change of pace. I'll never forget, after that presentation was over, Jack came up to me and he says, "I love that." Anyway, from that point on, we started to develop a real friendship. And when Lou Nassif left Sun Oil, as I mentioned previously, to become president of Charter Oil, Jack Garbutt kind of took over as my babysitter, because for the first 10 years, I was, let's say, on the bubble. Not because I wasn't producing, but my methodology was not traditional by a long shot. And not long after this meeting in Ohio, Red China opened up to trade, and Jack Garbutt was the first American. Sun Oil was the first American company to do business with Red China, and it was Jack Garbutt negotiated a major several hundred million pounds of petroleum wax. He was special, and after that, and over the next years, he became my best friend. And he and I and my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, Kathy, would meet once or twice a week at a place called the Mendenhall Inn. And he was just a kind, sweet, funny, smart, best friend. And anybody listening to this, I would hope that they have somebody in their lives like I had Jack for like 25 years. And we went through it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But he never blinked. And he was there, and I saw a real, real serious skill set that wasn't flaunted. Like I said, that trip through that plant, that wax plant in Baltimore, it stuck with me to this day. That was real brain power. Not from books, just from a feel. And that oftentimes, that's kind of like another version of street smarts. Anyway, thank you for listening.
And up next, putting the cart way before the horse.